观察之音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天我们又一次非常荣幸地邀请到了我们敬爱的卡巴川者马尔，在大年的初四为我们继续讲述国家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balala Kiri Vardhana.Gopi Jana Balala Kiri Varada Nishore Prajajana Nishore Nana Prajajana Rana Nishore Nishore Ramona TimaJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balava Kiri Varada Gopi Jana Balava Kiri VaradaYashoda Nandana Vraja Janarana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janarana Nati Vana Nacha Yamuna Tira Jaya Radha MadhavaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate VasudevayaVasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Okay, Bhagavad Gita Chapter 9, Verse 22
今天阅读国家梵歌第九章的第二十节
Ananya Chintayanto MamYe janaha parapasate nitya vyuktana tanam yoga chemam bahamyam Ananyas chintayanto mam Ye janaha parapasate tesham nitya vyuktanam yoga chemam bahamyam Ananyas chintayanto mam Ye janaha parapasateKesham Nitya Vyuktanam Yoga Chemam Bahamyaham. Okay, we'll do the word for word.
字对字。
Ananya.
Ananya.
Having no other object.
没有其他的对象。
Chintayanta.
Chintayanta.
Concentrating.
集中。
Mom.
Mom,
on me.
对我。
Yay.
Yay.
Those who.
那些。
Janaha.
Janaha.
Persons.
人。
Parupasate.
Parupasate.
Properly worship.
正确的崇拜。
Tesham.
Tesham
of them.
他们的
Nitya.
Nitya.
Always.
总是
Abhiyuktanam.
Abhiyuktanam.
Fixed in devotion.
忠心耿耿
Yoga.
Yoga.
Requirement.
要求
Chaman.
Chaman.
Protection.
保护
Vahami.
Vahami.
Carry.
给予
Aham.
Aham.
Translation, those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have.
译文，永远以专一的虔敬之心崇拜我，观想我的超然形体，这样的人，无者我赐予，有者我保存。
Okay, so it's Yao Chi. Support of Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Yao Chi, 由释迦牟尼提供
One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, rememberingoffering prayers, worshiping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord.Without difficulty, this is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Chema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable condition of life.
老师不能一刻没有 Krishna 知觉的人，一天24小时都会想着 Krishna， 沉浸在奉献服务之中，聆听、唱诵、想念、祷告、崇拜、服务主的莲花足，做其他服务，培养友情，完全的皈依主，这些活动全都吉祥，充满灵性力量，能使奉献者的自觉完美化，因而他唯一的愿望就是想得到至尊人格受神的联谊，这样的奉献者定能够毫无困难地接近主，这就是瑜伽。由于主的恩慈，这样的奉献者永远不会重返这物质的生命境况。Shaman 指的是主仁慈的庇护，主以瑜伽帮助奉献者获得 Krishna 知觉。当他有了完全的 Krishna 知觉时，主便保护了他。不让他掉进受条件限制痛苦的生命境况中。Maharaj.
Okay. Om Agana Timirandasya Kinanjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa KadamayamDati Swa Padantikam Ande Ham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya DevamShri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Pesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namo Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Hirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarane. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Shivati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Madhurya Jala Prema Jashi Rupa Nuga Bhakti Da Shigora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostuti Varsha Vanavi Devi Dai Taya Kripa Dai Krishna Sambandha Vigana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Namaste Gauravani Shimurtaye Dinatarini Rupa Nuga Viruda Upa Siddhanta Dvanta Harini Mogor Kishoraya Sachit Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambujaya Te Nama Mo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Ananda Namini Shigora Karuna Shakti Rupa Nuga Viraya Te Goravir Bhavi Bhume Stram Nirdesta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannathaya Te Nama Vansha Kalpa Chubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hey Krishna, Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tuishe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagadpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Mukham Karoti Vachamam Pangam Mangayate Gari Tat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Tarane. This is Krishna's promise that he's giving again and again in many different ways.
这世界里面呢, 就是Krishna他所给予我们的一次又一次的承诺。
Sarva Dharma Parichaja Amame Kam Sharanam Aham Twam Sarva Pepego. So don't be afraid, I'll protect you.
不要害怕, 我会保护你。
I'll take care of you.
我照顾你。
The condition is that exclusive devotion.
但是这个条件呢, 就是要完全的做奉献服务。
And it says, meditating on my, on me.
这里面就讲到了要冥想于我。
So when Krishna is saying me, he's standing right there talking. So it means this person, Krishna.
所以当Krishna他在讲我的时候，也就意味着他是就站在那儿在那儿讲话。所以呢，也就意味着这个人。Mayavadi means
something else. But
但是Mayavadi他就会把这个我给想象成其他的什么。Krishna,
he knows what he's talking about. He says it again and again in Bhagavad Gita. Me, my, mine, I.
但是Krishna他完全知道他在到底讲什么，他在《薄伽梵歌》里面呢，就一次不断一次的在提到了关于我，我的，我，就是主格的我和宾格的我。So
if I said, give me a glass of water, and you gave it to someone else, and said, well, I thought you meant someone else.
比如说我说你给我一杯水，可是呢，你却把这杯水呢给了其他的人。 而且你会跟我说，我觉得你的意思呢，是把这杯水给其他的什么人？
If I met someone else, why would I say me? So Krishna doesn't mean something else, some unknown, unknowable, unseeable, unthinkable thing. He means him.
但是 Krishna 在讲到我的时候呢，他的意思其实就是他自己，他并不是在这里面说其他的什么人或者是其他的什么东西。
So it means here, you know, trying to encourage us to have faith that don't worry, Krishna takes care of us. If we need something to serve him, he will provide it.
所以呢，他在这里面就在鼓励我们，在让我们确信我们是被他所照顾的，我们不要害怕。如果我们需要一些去崇拜他的东西的话呢，他就会给我们，他就会为我们提供。
If we have to make more advancement, he will help us.
如果我们要是去有一些进步和提升的话呢，他也会帮助我们的。
And whatever we have, he'll preserve it.
但是我们已经有了东西呢，他会帮我们留着。
There's another verse, Neha Brikha Manasho Sti, Prachivaya Navidyate, Swalpa Punya, that even a little progress on this path of devotional service will protect one from the greatest danger.
那么另外一个世界就讲到了，哪怕是在这条奉爱人之途上向前迈进一小步，也会保护我们不会受到最危险的就是把我们保护于不受最危险的境地。
Even a little, whatever we try to do, a little progress, little by little, that Krishna will always remember and protect us.
哪怕是我们只是向前迈进了一小步，只是做了一点点的进步的话，那 Krishna 也一直都会记得。
So when just, you know, Arjuna finally, you know, completely accepted that and entered into the battle.
那么最终呢，Arjuna 他终于就接受了要去作战。
So we have the battle also against our own mind, mostly.
那我们其实也有我们自己的战场，我们大部分的这个战斗呢，是在我们自己内心中去展开的。
We perceive friends and enemies and good and bad, but it's all according to our mind.
那比如说呢，我们就会去认知好的或者坏的朋友以及敌人，但这所有这一切呢，全部都来自于我们的内心。
Just like if you look at world history, you know, friends and enemies are always changing.
那比如说我们要去看一看我们世界的历史的话，我们就可以发现朋友和敌人一直都在不断的变化中。
We were at that summer palace a few days ago.
比如说几天之前呢，我们去了颐和园。
So I was reading different things and it, you know, it said this was destroyed by the British and French some year ago.
那在这个颐和园里面呢，我就读到了一些不同的介绍，说这个地方呢是在很多很多年以前由英法联军所销毁的。
Most of the original buildings and then they were rebuilt. So I didn't know. I wondered. I was thinking, why would the British and French attack China?
所以就是颐和园里面的大部分的这些原始的建筑呢都被他们给销毁了，那但是我并不知道这件事情，我就觉得很好奇，为什么英国人和法国人他们会攻打中国呢？
Because if you look at the history of Europe, there were many wars between the British and the French.
如果你要是去看这个世界的历史的话，或者是去看这个欧洲的历史的话，那么很多的这个战争都是在英国和法国人之间展开的。
That's why the English language has a lot of French words in it.
也就这个原因呢，使得英文里面有很多的法语。
So they were fighting, but then they get together to fight against someone else, and on like that.
对呢，他们俩人本来是自己互相掐，可是掐着掐着呢，他们俩人又联合起来去打别人了。
America in the World War II, they were fighting Germany and Japan.
在二次大战的时候呢，美国是在打日本和德国。
They thought Germans and Japanese are just completely bad.
因为他们就觉得呢，这个德国和日本都特别的坏。
But then they became business partners.
但是后来呢，他们又变成了合作伙伴了。
They had good friends. They saw mental whatever, nobody knows. But we're the same way, friends and enemies. We like this and don't like that, but mind is changing all the time.
对呢，我们就可以看到，其实大家并不知道，但是这个内心的活动呢，是一直在会发生变化的，总是在变换着朋友和敌人之间的组合。
So,You're saying, you know, when you nitya bhutanam, always worshiping nitya.
Nitya 的意思呢是总是在崇拜。
Same thing when you say, you know, kirtaniya sadahari, always chanting.
Kirtaniya sadahari 的意思呢就是总是在唱诵，总是在念诵。
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.We're always hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam class.
Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya, 也就是说我们总是在去聆听圣典波迦瓦坛的讲课。
That's the, you know, the catch. Not that we just do it sometimes. Certain holidays we go to the temple. Or once a week we go to the temple. Or, you know,
Sorry.这并不是说是我们时不时的去做一件事儿，比如说在节日的时候我们才去庙里面，或者说是我们只是一个星期才去庙里一次。
But always thinking of Krishna.
我们总是要去想着 Krishna.
That means we can, doesn't mean we don't, you know, we only sit down and chant somewhere in the cave, but we're offering everything to Krishna and we understand everything belongs to Krishna.
那并不意味着我们只是把自己给藏在一个洞里面去进行念诵，而是我们要时刻的都想着 Krishna， 总是要想着所有的一切都是属于 Krishna 的。
Like most so-called preachers or monks, or, you know, whatever you want to call them in different countries, you give money, we'll give you blessing.
比如说在这个世界各地呢有各种各样不同的这些传教士，无论我们管它叫成这个僧人啊或者修士啊，不论什么名字，但他们呢是只要收了钱才会给你祝福。
Lord Chaitanya is giving Namo Mahabodhanaya Krishna Prema is giving Krishna Prema the most valuable thing for free.
但是呢朱 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却把 Krishna Prema 也就是最有价值最珍贵的东西免费的派发了出来。
You don't have to give your money, you don't have to give up your family, you don't have to give up your house or anything.
所以呢你不需要放弃你的钱财，不需要放弃家庭，也不需要放弃自己的房子去得到这个。
But we have to give up our false ego.
但是的我们要放弃的是我们的假我。
So that's the thing we're most attached to.
但是呢这个却是我们最佳依附的那个东西。
Thinking this is mine.
我们就觉得这是我的。
I am.
我是。
It and it is mine. That is mine.
那么因为我是所以这是我的，总是有这种是我的的倾向。
Moham Ahamamati. That sounds good. Said one place in the Bhagavatam, it says, those who are in Maya, they always talk nonsense.
那在圣典波迦瓦坛里面有一个地方就讲到了刚才马尔念的那个师姐，说那些总是想着those in the Maya is always talk about nonsense.
They always talk crazy.
Okay, 那么就是你。OK, 就是那些处在 Maya 中的人总是处在疯狂的状态下。
Beginning with, it is I and it is mine.
但是呢这就源于这是我的，这都是我。
I am this body and all the things produced by and attached to this body are mine. This is mine.
那么我是这具躯体，所有一切由这具躯体所产生的这些东西呢都是我的。
So we don't want to give up the ego. Ego means identity. We want to have the real identity, the real ego.
但是呢，我们其实不想放弃的是那个自我，因为自我呢，它是有一个身份的，那个是我们所具有的那个真正的身份。
False ego is I am this body.
但是这个假我的指的是我是这具躯体。
Whatever body it is.
无论这个躯体到底是什么。
Real ego is, Jivara Swarupoi Nichara Krishna Das. Everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna.
而我们真正的真我呢是是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
When Sanatana Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi or Allahabad, his first question was, you know, people think I'm a big scholar, but I don't even know who I am. I'm a fool.
当Sanatana Goswami 第一次见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向他询问的时候，他就说到了，他说呢，所有的人都觉得我是一个大学者，可是我呢是个傻子，我连自己是谁我都不知道。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Jivara Swarupai Nichara Krishna Das, that every jiva is eternal servant of Krishna.
所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Sanatana Goswami 说，每一个 jiva 都是主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
The real Mahabhagavat, he'll see even the people that are in Maya, they're actually serving Krishna because Maya is a servant of Krishna. So they're still under Krishna's control.
那么所以如果真正的这个 Mahabharata 里面所讲的就是，即便是那些处于 Maya 中的人，他其实也是在服务 Krishna, 因为 Maya 他在服务 Krishna。那么所以说即便是处在 Maya 中的人，他也是在 Krishna 的控制之中的。
Just like the people in the prison, they're still under the government. Government takes care of them.
那么就好像是在大狱里面做监牢的那些人，他们其实也是在政府的照顾之下的。
They get their food, they get their medical or whatever from the government.
政府呢会给他们提供食物，会给他们提供医疗。
So, no matter what, someone is completely forgetting Krishna or always remembering Krishna, ultimately they're serving Krishna, but they're serving the interior energy of Krishna.
但是无论如何呢，无论这个人他一直都记着 Krishna, 还是他忘记了 Krishna, 但是从终极来讲呢，他其实一直都是在 Krishna 的这个影响之下的，他一直都是在服务着 Krishna。
So, if we just keep reading Bhagavatam or anywhere, we'll find very similar things again and again to this verse. This verse is one that's mentioned many, many, many times also. Many verses in this chapter especially.
那我们今天所读的这个事件呢，如果我们要是不断的去阅读圣典《百家瓦坛》或者其他经典的话，我们就会发现这节诗节在很多的地方都会重复的出现。
Have faith in Krishna.
就是要对 Krishna 有信心。
Chant with faith and love. Trust Krishna. Krishna says, I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. I'll give you whatever you need. You won't lose anything.
那么我们要满怀着信心，怀着爱去念诵 Krishna 的名字，要相信他。那么 Krishna 他也就讲到了，就是他会保护我们，而且呢，我们所缺少的他会给我们提供，我们已经有的他会为我们留着。
I saw a nice saying, you know, in business saying, people talk about team and teamwork.
在商业里面呢，大家会用团队协作这个词。
That a team is not just a group of people that work together.
但是作为一个团队呢，并不是说是一群人他们一起工作。
They have to trust each other.
他们必须要相信彼此。
That's a real team. Trust.
那么这个才是真正的团队，就是要有信任。
Whether it's a sports team, we're more familiar with teams in the sports you know, they all have different roles to play and everybody depends on everybody else. And they have to trust that the other one's going to do what he's supposed to do.
所以说呢，我们就更加熟悉在运动方面的这种团队。那么在这个团队之中呢，每一个人都有他们自己的这个角色需要去扮演。但是呢，他们在各自的这个角色上呢，他们也都必须要彼此间相互的去信任、去合作，才可以完成。
If we trust each other, we can work together.
因为如果我们要是相信彼此的话呢，我们就可以彼此共同合作。
Ultimately, we have to trust Krishna and trust the scriptures.
那终极来说呢，我们应该去相信 Krishna 以及相信经典。
We're always trusting so many people.
我们总是会去相信那么多的人。
We don't think about it, but you know.
我们其实并没有仔细地考虑过这件事情。
If you ride the train, you're trusting, you know, it's going to go where it says it's going to go.
比如说我们如果坐在
caravan, not going to break along the way.
那如果我们要是坐在火车上的话呢，我们就会对这个火车很相信，我们就相信这个车呢会带我们去到某个地方。
You know that all these computers are going to work that are running everything.
那比如说我们要用这个电脑的话，我们也就会相信这个电脑它肯定是能够干完这件事儿的。
Some people might be afraid. I don't know. I'm afraid. They're afraid to ride the bus, afraid to ride airplane or something, thinking maybe it's going to blow up.
但是有些人呢可能就会害怕，比如说呢他害怕坐车，害怕坐飞机去旅行，因为他觉得可能这个飞机啊会失事，或者这车呢会出事儿。
And when you see advertisements, you know that this thing will make you happy, this will make you beautiful, this will make you attractive. Most people just believe it right away. They don't question.
比如说我们在这个广告上就会看到广告上总是在说，这个东西会让你变得快乐，那个东西会让你变得更美丽，那个东西呢会让你变得更好。那大部分的人呢，他根本就不会质疑在广告里面所看到的这个信息，他会立刻就会相信广告里面所说的话。
But when we see Krishna telling us, you know, I'll clear what you have, I'll carry what you need, and we, well, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe I should take care of myself, I don't need Krishna. Mind is questioning so much.
但是当 Krishna 说我会提供给你所需要的以及保护你所有的时候，我们大部分人听到这句话的时候就会去质疑，就会想，我可不相信是不是这样啊，我可能还是得靠我自己，我得好好的照顾我自己。
So we have to change our, you know, to trust, we have to trust Krishna, but not trust the material world so much.
对呢，我们需要，所以呢，我们必须要进行一些这个转化，我们应该让自己去相信 Krishna 而不是那么多的去相信在这个物质世界里面所展现出来的，不要去相信 Maya.
And so many advertisements, if you get this smartphone, you'll become very creative. If you have this shoes, you can run really fast. You know, right? If you have these clothes, everybody will love you.
那有很多的这个广告里面都是这样的，就如果你要是得到了这个智能手机的话呢，你就会变得非常的具有创造力。如果你要是穿了这双鞋的话呢，你就会这个跑赢你的比赛。如果你要穿上这件衣服的话呢，那就会得到很多人的爱。
If you have this perfume, all the boys will chase you down the road.
如果你要是抹了
They advertise like, you
know, 如果你要这个抹了这种香水的话呢，那所有的男孩都会追你了。
So people pay a lot of money for these things.
所以呢，大家就会花很多的钱去买这些东西。
It's very expensive, must be good.
而且呢，这些东西都特别的贵，所以它既然贵的话，就一定好。
Like one Japanese cosmetic company that's probably famous here, Shiseido, I think it's called.
那日本呢，有一个非常著名的一个化妆品品牌叫Shiseido， 我一下想不起来中文名字。
One time their business was way down.
那有一次呢，他们的这个生意就下滑了。
So they were thinking, should we make our products very cheap and maybe more people will buy it?
所以呢，他们就在想，要不然我们把我们的这个产品降价，然后降价了以后呢，就会有很多人来买了。
Or should we make them very expensive and then people will think it must be better?
那或者呢，我们要不然把它给弄得特别的贵，因为一贵呢，大家就会觉得这东西一定好。
So they chose to make it very expensive and then their business went way up. And then the same product, but they raised the price. So people thought it must be good. So expensive.
是资生堂啊，就是这个啊，所以呢，他们后来就觉得我们应该把我们的这个产品给提价，然后这样大家就会觉得好了。所以呢，他们就把同样的这个产品的这个价格就提升了，然后他们的这个生意就上去了，因为大家就在想这东西一定好，所以他们就买了。
So Lord Chaitanya says he's giving Krishna Prema freely, and people think, well, I don't know, maybe it's not real Prema then, because it's free.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在想，如果要是，因为 Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu think that if give the Krishna Prema freely to people, people will think that that is not good.
He's giving it freely, so many people think, well, that can't be real.
Okay. 那么就是因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是免费的把 Krishna Prema 给了大家，那所以就使得很多人都觉得这不是真的。
Because other people say you have to do so many tapasyas and so many yagyas and so many things, so many millions of lifetimes.
因为其他人说呢，就是你在这一生中你要做很多的苦行，然后呢要进行很多的这个祭祀的这个活动才可以。
They don't understand what bhakti yoga is.
他们并不想真正的去理解 bhakti yoga 是什么。
But Lord Chaitanya, you know, we have to trinadapisa ni trinatororapisa hishana amanina manadena kirtaniya sarahi. Then, so we have to be tolerant and humble and
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去说呢，我们必须要让自己容忍，也必须要变得谦卑。
And free from false ego.
并且呢，要摆脱假我。
Chant the holy name without offense, and then prema we can get.
然后在没有冒犯的情况下去唱诵圣名，这样我们才能够得到 prema.
Prema is produced by humility, actually.
事实上 ,prema 是由谦卑所创造出来的。
Not by being a proud scholar or a proud tapasvi or anything like that, but by being the most humble.
而不是让不是通过一个非常骄傲的学者或者说是严苛的苦修而创造出来的，而是被谦卑所创造出来的。
Humility is the root of prema.
所以谦卑它是 prema 的根基。
Just like if you have a tree, it has a root. Without the root, the tree can't stand up.
那么就好像如果我们要是有一棵树，这棵树它是有根的。如果是没有根的话，树就站不起来了。
Can't grow, and you know, if you plant a seed, first some roots come, and then it comes up. It has to have some root before it comes up.
那我们如果是种下一个种子的话，首先长的是根。等根生好了以后呢，它才有可能发芽，才可能长大。
Plants and trees and they feed by the root. That's how they get their food.
那么这些这个树啊，还有这些植物啊，它们全部都是由这个根所滋养，然后它们才能够结出果实。
They eat through their feet.
Sorry?
They eat through their feet.
Oh, okay.他们呢是从他们的足部这个地方去摄取食物的。
Even we have to have our feet on something in order to stand up.
那么作为我们自己来讲呢，我们也得必须得让这个脚穿上什么东西，然后我们才能够站起来。
So prema is fed by humility. Humility is the root.
所以说呢，这个 prema 它是由谦卑所滋养的，那么这个谦卑呢，就是 prema 的根。
Humility produces prema.
那么这个谦卑呢，它也会创造出 prema.
And prema produces more humility.
而 prema 呢，就会创造出更多的谦卑。
So Lord Chaitanya showed the example.When people told him, oh, you have so much love for Krishna, you are such a great lover of Krishna, he said, no, no, no.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就给我们树立了这个榜样，当别人对他说啊，你有这么多的 prema， 然后你对 Krishna 有这么多的爱的时候呢，他说不不不，没有。
Said I don't have any love for Krishna.
他说我
I'm just a pretender, I'm fake.
他说呢，我对于这个Krishna 根本就没有任何的爱，我只不过呢是在这儿Sorry, Maharaj, he said us he is only what?
He said I'm just pretending, I'm just an imitator. I don't have any love.
OK， 他说我只不过是一个在这装腔作势的人而已，我对 Krishna 没有任何的爱。
He said if I really had love for Krishna, I couldn't live in the material body.
他说如果我真的要是对 Krishna 有爱的话，我根本就不可能在这个物质躯体中活下来。
So, you know, we wonder what is humility. So very kindly, our acharyas, especially Narottam and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have,given us such an example of humility in their prayers.
因为我们其实根本就不知道这个谦卑到底是什么，总是想知道谦卑到底是什么。所以说呢，像 Narottam Das Thakur 以及像 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这样的圣人，就通过他们的祷文向我们展示了谦卑。
Or Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he also exhibited such humility.
或者说是像 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的作者 Krishna Das Kaviraj Maharaj 呢，他也给我们展示了深切的谦卑之情。
He said I'm lower than Jagai and Madai.
他说呢，我比 Jagai 和 Madai 还要低劣。
If anyone even hears my name, he said they will have to go to hell.
他说任何一个听到我名字的人都得去地狱。
So Prabhupada said when these pure devotees talk like that, they really mean it, that they feel like that. So it's inconceivable because at the same time they're feeling ecstatic love for Krishna, but they're feeling like I'm the lowest of the low.
Srila Prabhupada 讲到就是当这些崇高的这些人物他们在这么讲的时候呢，他们是真正的表达着他们觉得自己非常的卑微的这种心境的这是非常的不可思议的，因为与此同时呢，他们又是主的这个很好的这个奉献者，他们又对这个主呢有深切的爱。
So Krishna Das Kaviraj is always saying like that, that you know, I'm not really doing anything, it's all by the mercy of my gurus and mercy of Radha Madan Mohan,
Krishna Das Kaviraj Maharaj 呢，他总是这样在讲。他说呢，他自己什么也没做，那么一切呢都是他咕噜的这个仁慈，一切呢都是 Madan Mohan 的仁慈。
Srila Prabhupada also, he said, people say I've done such wonderful things.
Srila Prabhupada 也是如此。他说呢，人们会说我做了这么多奇事。
But he said the only thing I did was I followed the order of my guru.
但是他说呢，其实我真正做的一件事情呢，就是去遵循我的 Guru Maharaj 的训示。
That's my only credit.
那么这是我唯一的功劳。
So that he was teaching us by example.
所以说呢，他们是在以身作则的教导。
But he really meant it also.
但是呢，他也真的就是这个意思。
Just like this verse in the Gita, it says, you know, for one who doesn't think of anything except Krishna and meditating on Krishna, then properly worshiping Krishna, how do we do that? By, you know, by the order of the Guru, then Krishna takes care of him.
Where is that Gita?
The verse we're reading, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam.
OK, 那么就是我们今天所读的这个诗节也是这样的，就是我们怎么能够一直都想着这个 Krishna, 一直为 Krishna 去做服务呢？那么我们就是要去通过去遵循 Guru 的这个训示去做。
Nitya Yuktanam, always fixed in devotion.
Nitya Yuktanam, 也就是总是专注于奉爱。
Then requirements and protection, I take care of everything.
然后呢，这个 Krishna 他就会去照顾所有的一切。
So we have the perfect prayer, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Please engage me in your service.
那所以呢，我们其实有一个完美的以玛哈曼陀罗展现出来的祈祷 ，Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗。这个曼陀罗里面呢，就是我们在祈祷着，请您让我为您做服务。
Okay, so let's see if any questions are left over or new questions are always coming.
Okay, 我们马上说呢，他讲课先到这儿，看大家有没有任何的问题。Here is a question from 真空妙友，请问师傅，念了 Hare Krishna 一年半 ，Krishna 没给我什么东西，相反拿走了我不少钱 ，Krishna 说的和现实不一样呢？Maharaj, the question is that I have already chanted Hare Krishna for 1.5 years. However, I haven't got anything from the Lord. The other around that I have been taken away of many money from him. So it seems that what I have experienced and Krishna promised here are not really consistent.
That's because you're not understanding Krishna.
那原因就是因为您没理解 Krishna.
Krishna is not promising material things.
Krishna 他并没有承诺给我们物质上的东西。
So for some people, he gives more.
那么对于有些人呢，他会给的更多。
For some people, he takes away.
但是有些人呢，他就会把他的东西给拿走。
Whatever is best for them to advance in Krishna consciousness.
但是他做呢，都是为了要让这个人更好的在 Krishna 知觉中进步。
So to think, well, you know, I'm chanting and praying Krishna give me a lot of money. He's not so stupid because if you get the money, you'll forget Krishna.
但所以说，如果你要是觉得你一边念诵 Hare Krishna， 然后呢就觉得 Krishna 会给你很多的钱的话 ，Krishna 他不傻，因为他知道，如果要是把钱给了您的话呢，您就不会再记着他了。
But we never know. Like Yudhisthira, he had a very flourishing kingdom.
但是我们又不知道，比如说像 Yudhisthira 王，他就有非常繁荣的国王国。
And he lost everything.
但是呢，他失去了所有的一切。
But he never complained.
但是他从来都没抱怨过。
He asked Krishna why, you know, I was a good king, I was doing everything right, very popular, the kingdom was flourishing, people were happy, why I lost everything.
但是呢，他问的这个 Krishna 一个问题就是，我是一个。就是一个挺好的一个国王，而且呢，大家在这个王国里面都非常的快乐，而且呢，一切都欣欣向荣。为什么所有的这一切都没了呢
？And Krishna said, "When I especially favor someone, I take away everything."
然后 Krishna 对他的回答就是：当我特别的喜欢一个人的时候呢，我就会把他所有的一切给拿走。
Srila Prabhupada also, he was.Very successful in business and being offered very high-paying jobs.
那比如说我们的 Srila Prabhupada 也是如此。那他在他的事业上是非常的成功的，而且呢，他也被就是聘请得到一个很高职位的工作。
But gradually everything failed.
但是逐渐的呢，所有的这些东西都没了。
So Prabhupada didn't. He just said Krishna took away everything. He never complained.
但是呢，舍勒帕帕只是说 Krishna 把所有东西都给拿走了，但是他从来就没有抱怨过。
But then when he really gave up everything, and just by preaching, then he became again very very rich man.
但是呢，当他真正的放弃了所有一切，只是致力于去。传教的时候呢，他又变成了一个非常富有的人。
But then whatever he got, he just used it all for Krishna, for printing books, for making temples,
但是呢，他所得到的这些这个钱财呢，他只是用作对 Krishna 的服务之中，比如说他去印刷书籍啊，或者是去修建庙宇。
So, chanting is the Maha Mantra is not some kind of prayer for material success.
所以说呢，去念诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗，并不是一个去祈祷得到物质的成功的祷文。
So like it says about Yudhishthira, the Pandavas, they suffered, apparently suffered a lot.
那就比如说像 Yudhishthira 王以及这个 Pandava 兄弟们，他们毫无疑问是受了很多苦。
But it wasn't their karma like it is for us. It was so that Yudhishthira could demonstrate such pure consciousness.
但是他们受苦呢，并不是由于像我们一样有坏的业报所以才受苦。而是呢，是通过这样的受苦，使得 Yudhishthira 王给我们做出一个榜样，去展示他纯粹的 Krishna 知觉。
Okay.
嗯。
So just pray for service. Hare Krishna means Krishna, let me serve you. You don't need whatever we have, we offer it to Krishna.
所以说呢，我们在念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，我们只是去祈祷着能够为 Krishna 服务，然后我们所拥有的一切呢，都是为了要去对 Krishna 去进行服务而有的。
And we have to be very careful if we get profit, adoration, and fame, that we don't become bewildered by it.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't get it. Could you say it again?
Maya will offer profit.Adoration and fame.
Okay.
Serve Krishna nicely.
Okay. 那比如说阿玛雅呢，他会给我们一些这个名声啊，或者是给我们钱财啊，但是呢，我们应该把这些运作对 Krishna 的服务之中。
So we have to be careful that we don't become thinking, yes, I am very great.
那所以说，而且呢，我们要变得非常的小心，我们不能够就认为啊，是我现在真的挺伟大的。
People are telling me I'm great, they're telling me I'm just like God, Sakshat Hari. Then many sadhus, they become bewildered and start to think, yes, I'm God.
因为那有些人呢，比如说会被人家夸赞说他非常的伟大，而且呢就像神一样，那么这样呢就会使得一些这个被夸赞的sadhu们就会真的变得迷惑了起来，他会真的觉得自己就是那个神了。
All right.Another one?
No, that is only question from today.
Hey, good. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mark.
See if I can. That's an easy one. I didn't know how to say.
No, actually, I see another one. Another one from Tutu Mataji. 顶拜敬爱的 Guru, Krishna 说无者我赐予，赐予的是什么？有者我保存，保存的是什么？Krishna 不会给我们车子房子，这些只是让我们深陷在轮回之中。Krishna 给予我们的是甜美的奉献服务吗？谢谢。Tutu Maharaj's question is that please accept my very humble obeisances, dear Maharaj. So Krishna said that I will give you what you don't have and also protect, but the thing what he gave to us is what?The other thing he said that he will reserve whatever we have. So what he reserved for us? Because Lord won't give us a house and cars. Because all of this other material stuff will make us to be trapped more in this karmic incarnation. So is this means about Lord give us is the devotional service to him.
That's what I think. He'll preserve, you know, Neha Brikha Manaso Sti. Even a little progress on this path will protect you. Krishna will take that away.
那么Guru 说呢，就是他认为 Krishna 所给予我们的就是这个奉献服务，因为他所给予我们的哪怕是在这个奉爱之途上的一点点的这个奉献服务，也会保护我们免受最危险的这个遭遇最危险的境地。
And he'll always provide, you know, basic food and shelter for everybody.
但是呢，他总是给我们提供最基本的食物和蔽体之所。
Everybody gets that, you know, different ways.
但每些人，所有的人呢，都会被放置在各种各样不同的处境之中。
Sometimes you see very poor people, I see in some countries, and they're living on the street, you know.
有的时候呢，我们特别是我在其他的国家，就会看见那些特别特别穷的人就睡在大街上。
But they'll be very happy and friendly and nice, and other people they see they're very rich, and they're always angry and rushing here and there and trying to get more money.
但是在睡在街上的这些流浪汉呢，他们却特别的友善，而且呢也特别的快乐。但是还有一些呢特别富裕的人呢，他们却总是处在愤怒之中，而且呢总是急急忙忙的奔到这儿跑到那儿的，要想去挣更多的钱。
And they're thinking, you know, if you offer them Krishna, they'll say, no, I'm all right, I got everything I need. I don't need anything.
但是就是有了这个 Krishna 的这些人呢，他们就会觉得我其实已经很满足了，我现在已经得到了我所需要的一切，我什么都不需要。
All right. So we're praying for more service.
那所以呢，我们要做的事情呢，就是要去祈祷着有更多的服务。
Whatever service we've done, it's eternal benefit and never taken away.
因为我们所做的任何的服务呢，它会给我们给我们这个永远的益处。那么这个益处呢，是永远都不会被拿走的。
And the reward for chanting is more chanting.
但是呢，就是对于我们念诵的回报，就是让我们有更多的念诵。
Okay, so if we pray for service, then Krishna will, you know, he'll give us whatever we need to do the service.
那所以说，我们如果要是去为 Krishna 做服务的话呢 ，Krishna 就会为我们提供我们做服务的这些设施。
Whatever service Krishna gives us.
那比如说我们去为 Krishna 做服务 ，Krishna 就会给我们。
Okay.
One more. Thank you. Sorry, Maharaj. One more question.
Yeah.
From 静华 Mataji, 顶拜您亲爱的 Guru, 在工作中，我的上级会把下属，会把不属于我的工作内容给我，让我去做。我总是想，一个奉献该有谦卑的。和仆人的心态，但是这样一来呢，我的工作压力就会很大，我的内心呢非常不愿意接受。亲爱的公主，那我该怎么办呢？请您指导我。Maharaj, the question is that firstly, please accept my very humble obeisances. And the question is that in my job, my boss always give me the job which are not really in my working area.So he always gives me the overwork to do. But so when I'm accepting the work, I am wearing the mentality of I am the servant. I am the humble servant to the devotees. So I just accept my work. However, in this case, I feel I got more and more pressure from the increasing amount of job. So I feel...quite unhappy to accept the job from the inner of my heart. So could you tell me what will be the right mentality to do and what is the solution for this?
This is something I did talking to another devotee. These companies, you know, they're testing your surrender.
那就这个话题呢，其实也是那天我跟另外一个奉献者所谈到的一个话题。就这些公司啊，他们其实是在试炼你的臣服之心。
Are you willing to, you know, just do whatever they ask you to do?
那
especially in the beginning.
那看看是要试试你是不是要去做他们让你做的这个工作，特别是当你刚刚接受到这个工作的时候。
So.Even in devotional service, if someone joins an ashram, then and they don't care if it's a rich man's son or a king's son or a poor man's son, everybody has to do the same things.
那比如说就在我们的这个封盖的这个团队里面也是如此，就比如说如果有一个人他新刚刚加入到这个八双里面去进行休息的时候，大家可不管他到底是国王的儿子还是一个有钱人的儿子，所有的人都必须要去首先从事同样的活动，同样的工作。
So, if we can think, you know, ultimately Krishna is doing this and not be attached, well, I like to do this, I don't like to do that.
那所以如果我们要是以这样的一种心态，就是认为其实终极来说呢，是 Krishna 在做所有的这些活动，而我们呢也不要去依附于某一项工作，或者是艳丽于另外一种工作。
I can't say that I know, like I know some companies, they make people work like 18 hours a day, 7 days a week or something. That's too much. You know?
嗯，但是呢，我也知道，就是有些公司可能会让这个他的一天工作18个小时，然后一天就是一个星期的7天都在工作。那当然，这个肯定是太多了。
But you know, maybe by doing things that are not exactly what we like to do.
嗯，但是呢，我们可能确实是。
Krishna, please help me.
You mean pray to Krishna, help me?
Yeah, for whatever we have to do. The main thing is if we pray to Krishna, please help me, you know.
OK, 那就是也许可能我们在做一些我们自己根本就不喜欢干的活儿，但是最主要要记住的一点就是要向 Krishna 去祈祷，让 Krishna 帮助我们。
Maybe we're learning new skills.
嗯，也许我们在通过这个工作去学习新的技能。
Like in the early days of movement, most everyone who joined, you know, they never wanted to be managers or, you know, organizers. They just wanted to be happy and Krishna consciousness make them happy. But then we end up as a movement grows and grows, we have to do so much different things that we never did before in our lives.
嗯，那比如说呢，就是在早期，
some devotees say, no, I don't want to do this. This is, I just want to go chant like Haridas Thakur or something.
嗯，那就比如说在这个奉献服务的早期的时候呢，当大家加入到这个休息的时候，谁也没想到会去做一些其他的额外的事情。大家只是想加入进来，然后呢就变得快乐起来。但是逐渐的就发现呢，就这个运动它的这个团队呢就变得越来越庞大。这一庞大了以后呢，就变得有越来越多的活儿需要去做。然后大家呢就必须要做一些他们之前根本就没有从事过的一些工作和活动。那有些人呢，可能当他被指派了这个活儿的时候呢，他就会说，不，我可不想干这件事儿，我想做的事情只是像Haridas Thakur那样去念诵就好了。
So on a job or something might be a little more difficult, but, you know, if we just depend on Krishna and understand that Krishna is in control, we can tolerate, because it's a tapasya. For householders, if we have to work, it's tapasya.
那所以说呢，我们当有一份工作的时候呢，有时候这个工作也挺难的，也是我们不想做的一件事情，但是呢，我们要想到这个是我们在为 Krishna 去从事的一个活儿，是一个 tapasya， 是一个苦行，但是是为 Krishna 去进行的一个苦行，我们就能够去接受了。那么作为一个居士，我们就必须要去经受这样的 tapasya， 这样的苦行。
Krishna appreciates tapasya.
那 Krishna 呢？
Please let me do this for you.
那么 Krishna 呢？他也会去对这种 tapasya， 特别是对他来从事的这个 tapasya 会有这个赞赏之心。
Okay. Finished.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. Xie xie.
Thank you, Maharaj.
And just a minute. 新年快乐, right?
新年快乐。
新年快乐。
Yes.
Okay. But that's every day, not just, you know, a couple of days of the year. We should be wishing people good, happy all the time. Real happiness is Krishna consciousness.
Okay, 那么这个所谓新年快乐的这个祝福呢，我们不仅仅是要在新年这几天去给大家去这样的祝福，而是我们应该祝福大家每一个人天天都能够快乐。但是呢，真正的快乐呢，是具有 Krishna 知觉。
Okay, like just like answering that question, I read one Mataji. She was on that Vrindavan Parikrama.
Mm-hmm.
So this little tapasya, you know, physically.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Or for many devotees who are householders, all of a sudden you have to live in a tent with many other people.
Mm-hmm. 那比如说呢，就像刚才继续延展一下关于这个 tapasya 苦行的这个话题。那比如说我最近呢在给一个奉献者在写了一封信，那么这位奉献者呢他在文达文的绕拜里面，那他就觉得在文达文的这个绕拜的过程中呢，他其实是有一些苦行的，而特别是就是对于很多人来讲，突然之间和一大堆人住在一个帐篷里面，那他也是一个苦行，并不容易。
So she was, she got really enlivened one day. She was in charge of one of the tents in a group of mountains.
那么这位女奉献者呢，她被指派了一个工作呢，就是和其他的一些奉献者一起管理其中的一个帐篷。
So she got really enlivened and she was praying and praying, Krishna, please help me to be tolerant.
然后呢，她就一直向 Krishna 去祈祷，向 Krishna 祈祷着能够让她变得更加的容忍。
So then another Mataji came and joined that group, and she was a very, very difficult person, always making trouble.
那然后呢，有另外一位 Mataji 呢就加入到了他们的这个团队，但这位 Mataji 呢，是很难搞的一个人物，他总是会惹麻烦。
So first she was thinking, why is Krishna doing this to me? You know, I'm trying to want to enjoy the parikrama. Why are you giving me so much trouble?
然后这位开始的这位 Mataji 他就在想 Krishna 他为什么要这样对我，我现在我只是想要去享受我这次在 Vrindavan 的这个 Parikrama 的这个绕拜而已。
Then she realized, well, I was praying for tolerance, and now Krishna has given me a chance to be tolerant.
那然后他又突然意识到，哦，我是在向 Krishna 祈祷着我能够变得更加的容忍，那么现在呢 Krishna 他在给了我一个让我能够去练习容忍的机会。
Because if there's no trouble, how can you be tolerant?
因为如果是没有麻烦的话，我怎么能够去变得容忍呢？
Okay, Hare Krishna, 谢谢。
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, 谢谢。
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 我观察之音服务员的聆听。非常非常的感恩 Kapi Chandra Maharaj 为我们今天的早课的精彩讲述和对所有问题的耐心解答，非常感谢 Sati Maharaj 为我们安排的这个平台，非常非常谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听以及问出的这么好的问题，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的猪年的大年周四，大年初四。 Hare Krishna
Jai Gaur Premanandi Hare Hare Bo
Hare Hare Bo